Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, taking that source material you've shared, laying it all out, and really pulling out the key bits of information. Today, we're jumping into something pretty specific, a personal guidance service using astrology. We're looking at how they market themselves, their methods, and, well, what they actually promise.
Yeah. The sources give us a real look inside Virginia astrologer Cooper Dev Services. This isn't just general astrology stuff. It's how they describe their specific client experience. So our job today is to walk you through their claims, you know, understand how they present themselves and what they say they'll actually do for you.
Exactly. And what hits you straight away is that this isn't just some flimsy flyer. It feels more like a strategic outline. Yeah. It sets out this whole model-specific techniques, a focus on a particular region, and a clear list of services. It really tells a story about how they see themselves in the market.
And that story kicks off with a pretty huge claim, doesn't it? Right from the start. They position themselves with high stakes, explicitly saying they're the best astrologer in Virginia. That's bold. Oh, absolutely. And that local focus in Virginia, that's really interesting from a business angle. See, when you claim you're the best somewhere specific, you're doing two things at once. You're setting yourself apart, making it exclusive, and you're also hitting those local search terms hard. It cuts down the competition and builds instant trust for people searching right there in Virginia. It basically screams, we're the experts here.
Okay, so let's unpack that authority claim a bit more. It's not just the regional thing. They also pile on these descriptions for the practitioner, Cooper Dev. The source uses three different titles: renowned astrologer, leading astrologer, and skilled astrologer. Is that maybe laying it on a bit thick? Or is it all part of the plan?
I think it's very much calculated. Each term kind of taps into a different need a potential client might have. Renowned suggests reputation, right? History. Mm-hmm. That others recognize their success. Leading feels more current, like they're influential, maybe even innovative right now. And skilled, well, that's the nuts and bolts. It promises competence, that the actual reading will be done well. So by stacking all three, reputation, influence, technical skill, they're building this really solid wall of credibility. It justifies the whole package, lets them confidently sell what they call professional astrological solutions. It's a very deliberate way to position themselves.
That makes a lot of sense when you break it down like that. So they've built this professional image. But the next big question is, how do they actually do the astrology? What's their approach? And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The material says they use both Vedic and contemporary astrological methods. That mix is pretty key, isn't it? It signals they're trying to appeal to maybe different kinds of clients, those who value ancient tradition and those looking for something more modern. Okay, let's get into this methodology because the combination seems central to what they offer.
Right, and what's fascinating is thinking about the technical side of blending these two, because they aren't always the same thing. You know, for listeners maybe not familiar, Vedic astrology typically uses the sidereal zodiac. It's fixed to the actual star constellations. Very old, very systematic, based on ancient Indian principles. Whereas contemporary or Western astrology usually relies on the tropical zodiac. That one's tied to the seasons, starts with Aries at the spring equinox each year. So the calculations where the planets actually fall on the chart, they can be quite different between the two systems.
So by using both, are they suggesting they offer, like, a double check or maybe a more rounded picture?
That seems to be the implication, yes. They're integrating these two distinct, sometimes even conflicting traditions. So a client might get that deep traditional Vedic view, maybe focused on destiny or karmic patterns, but also layered with insights from contemporary methods, which often lean more towards psychological understanding or navigating current life challenges. It suggests they respect the ancient wisdom but can adapt it to, you know, modern life, trying to satisfy both the spiritually minded and the more analytical client, perhaps.
That technical distinction really helps clarify the depth they're aiming for. Okay, so we have the methods, the foundation. Let's move on to what the client actually gets, the deliverables. The source lists three main services, and it feels like they go beyond just predicting things, moving into, well, fixing things. First two are about analysis, accurate horoscope readings, that's looking ahead, right? And birth chart analysis, mm-hmm. which is the big one, the personal map. Needs that specific birth time and place. It's foundational.
Yeah, you can think of those first two as the diagnostic stage, really. The birth chart is the blueprint, like you said, shows the inherent structure, potential strengths, maybe weaknesses. And the horoscope reading is more like the current conditions, the immediate stuff.
Right. But then there's the third service, and this feels like a real shift, They offer spiritual remedies.
Mm.
Now, this isn't just telling you what might happen. It sounds like trying to influence what happens. This category suggests they provide actual steps, actions, maybe solutions to affect the future.
Exactly. And that step from diagnosis to action, that's the heart of their service model, it seems. If the chart shows a tough period or a specific challenge, the problem, the spiritual remedy is presented as the solution, the intervention. This is where their service really seems to carve out its niche. And it does raise that practical question, what are these spiritual remedies? What do they actually involve? Are we talking about suggesting things like wearing specific gemstones or metals, maybe performing certain rituals, which you see in some traditions, or is it more behavioral, like advising specific meditation practices, maybe fasting, or even just the best timing for big decisions?
Given that mix of Vedic and contemporary methods they mentioned, it could well be a combination, couldn't it? Vedic astrology often has very specific remedies, sometimes involving rituals or objects to balance planetary energies.
Right. And contemporary approaches might focus more on psychological reframing, timing strategies, or mindset shifts. It sounds like a whole toolkit for potentially shaping your path.
Exactly. It changes the dynamic, doesn't it? The client isn't just passively receiving info about fate.
No, they become an active participant. They get the map, the chart, and then they're given tools, the remedies, to navigate with. It empowers the client, or at least gives the feeling of empowerment, a way to engage with destiny, not just accept it. And this blend is really clever. You take this highly technical, data-driven thing, the birth chart, with all its precise calculations, and you merge it with something potentially quite abstract, these spiritual solutions.
And if the remedy seems to work,
then it validates the initial analysis, right? It creates this cohesive loop for the client. Very neat.
Okay, so that whole framework analysis leading to empowered action ties everything together when we look at the ultimate promise they make. The stated goal isn't small. They say their services help clients discover your destiny. And that links right back to the overall aim of achieving a better future. It's all connected.
Yeah, it's like they're selling the ultimate personal guidance system. They connect the detailed tools, charts, readings to this huge, very personal, and honestly quite abstract outcome, discovering and fulfilling your destiny.
Translating cosmic data into a life plan.
Essentially, yes. Translating the language of the stars, as it were, into practical, personalized steps for a better life.
And just so everyone has the details, if they found any of this compelling and want to check the source themselves, we should give out the practical contact info provided. The website URL is pretty straightforward. astrologeruka.com/bestastrologerinvirginia. All one string.
And the email address listed in the source material is yuza.kuberdev@gmail.com.
And finally, there's a phone number too. +1-732-307-00002. So all the practical details are there, which reinforces that professional image they're projecting.
So if we wrap up this deep dive, what have we seen? We've looked at a service that positions itself very strongly with that specific regional claim, best in Virginia. It backs this up with that layered authority, renowned, leading, skilled. And it relies on this interesting blend of methods, the depth of Vedic tradition combined with contemporary relevance.
And maybe most importantly, the source shows this clear path for the client. It moves from detailed technical analysis, the charts and readings, right through to taking action, using these spiritual remedies. The whole setup seems designed not just to give you insight, but to offer a concrete way forward towards that big goal, finding your destiny.
It is a comprehensive package promising both knowledge and a sense of agency.
Definitely. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe chew on. If the birth chart is presented as this definitive map of your potential, your destiny almost, and the spiritual remedy is the specific instruction given to navigate or improve it, then how much of discovering your destiny is actually your discovery, your personal journey? And how much is it perhaps about following the directions provided based on their analysis? Are you really finding your own path, or are you skillfully executing a plan laid out for you? Something to consider.
That's a really interesting point to reflect on. Thanks for bringing this source material to the table today.
And thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.